Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Valley businessman and philanthropist Carl Eller died on March 10th at the age of 90. Eller was known for leading several companies, including Eller Media, Gannett, and Circle K, and for leaving millions to the U of A's business school. He was born during the Great Depression, but benefited from approaching capitalism with integrity. Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about Eller. Phil, you think the timing of Eller's death is somewhat profound in terms of some of the issues we're dealing with right now?
Yeah, I think it is a moment to be talking about Carl Eller because he was one of the really important people in Arizona. And at his core, he was an entrepreneur. He was a guy who came up with an idea and went and made it happen. And he believed in the free market system. And I think it's important now because we're in this moment in American history where there's all of this fluidity in our politics. There's all this churning and anger and indecision and wondering, where do we go next? Mm-hmm. You know, what, and is there a better way than capitalism, than free market economies? You know, this doesn't seem to be working for the latest generation that went through the Great Recession and lost a decade of productive activity and came out saddled with college loans and came out angry and upset about it and looking for something new.
Yeah. One thing about Eller specifically that came up about him was in his obituary, but also other people wrote about him, was the word integrity. From what you knew about Eller and what he brought to business, what made him special?
Well, the integrity was at the core of what he believed as well. And he even wrote a book about it. He talked about it all the time. It helped him really become successful because he could persuade people that he could be trusted. He was hardworking. He was honest. He made things happen. And later in his life, when he got over-leveraged managing Circle K and new competitors were coming out into the marketplace in the way of gas stations that started their own convenience marts, he got into real financial trouble, deeply in debt, and he was able to use the free market system and use the trust he'd built up with people to creditors to get them to believe in him, invest in him. He started a new business and was fabulously successful at the end of his life, built it all back up again using the same free market system.
Yeah, it was sort of incredible to hear that at 62, he thought he was washed up potentially after the Circle K, and then went to these other businessmen and said to them, listen, though I had a problem with Circle K, I will, if you loan me this money, I will pay you back with interest. And he was able to do it.
Yeah, they had to have trust in him. What's interesting about him is he had trust in the system that we have, the free market system. And if you think that we're going through turbulent times now, he grew up during the Great Depression, and you cannot believe, people have forgotten just how bad those times were. You know, the bread lines, the soup kitchens, people were putting pasteboard in their shoes to create an inner sole just to keep their shoes lasting because they couldn't buy a new pair. And that created all of this sort of political turmoil. And the left was starting to embrace Stalinist communism. The right was beginning to embrace Benito Mussolini and fascism and Hitler's Nazism and all of that. They were drawn to it because it seemed to work. It seemed to keep the trains moving. And here comes Carl Eller. He's just a boy, you know, and his father abandoned the family when he was 5 years old. Mother moves the family to Tucson. They're living across the street from the U of A football stadium. And he's just a kid. They don't have much. And he starts a paper route, and he grows this thing to like 500 different homes. He has to get up at 3:30 in the morning. He's able to raise money to help support his own family. And then he goes into college and he's an entrepreneur there. He starts what the U of A called all these side hustles where he's selling Coke to the students in line for registration. And he's selling these and packaging notes, class notes for people and making all this money in college. And he realized, you know, this system works for me. I'm a kid. I start with nothing. And here I can make all of this happen and this wealth going.
It almost feels like he was the type who, the American dream that a lot of people want to have, which is that you can use the system in a positive way, do very well without being especially greedy, without cheating people.
So look at what, so the 9-year-old with the paper route grows up to head up during his career, four different billion-dollar corporations, Columbia Pictures, Gannett, company I work for now, Circle K, and then Eller Media Company, which was his own billboard company. And that was his comeback, and he was able to sell that at the end of his career for $1.2 billion. So he ended very successful. And I've, you know, and what did he do? He turned around and he invested and put all this money into the University of Arizona Business School to teach entrepreneurship, to teach the system that he grew up in and that he was so successful at.
Phil Boas, thanks.
Thank you.